Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
And now we're moving to Jan Vermeulen. He's the editor at mybroadband.co.za. And it's just around a warning that was given to South Africans who use Gmail. And I'm one of those, so I'm quite concerned about this. Good morning, Jan.
Good morning. This is a global warning, but it impacts us in South Africa as well.
So what was the actual warning, and what does it say about the online safety in general and specifically in South Africa?
Sure. So specifically looking at South Africa, there's actually a new report out that's perhaps more interesting in that respect. But what this is about is the availability of a list of, let's call them harvested and leaked credentials from all around the internet that was provided to a website called haveibeenpwned.com. That's run by an Australian called Troy Hunt. And man, he's been in the business for over a decade now. And essentially what the site does, if people want to Google it, you should be able to Google for HIBP, Hotel India Bravo Papa, and it should come up. And then you can type in your email address and see whether your email address has been in any of these leaks and credential harvesting attacks and so on, leaks and breaches.
What's the effect of a breach? So if let's say you do this and your email is on there, what does that mean?
So it depends on exactly how your email has been exposed. So in this specific list of credentials that was provided to to Troy Hunt, the passwords were included with it. And that's because it's part of what they call an info stealer campaign or info stealer malware network. That's where people's credentials were harvested from a virus or some other malware that got installed on their device, on their laptop or smartphone. And that's how their credentials got captured. So it's not like a regular breach. This is an info stealer type data dump that was provided to Troy Hunt. And in this case, it means that your whole password has been compromised and you should change it immediately. But Have I Been Owned also lists the results of various other breaches and leaks where it may not be that passwords have been compromised. So you'll have to just read carefully. If your email address has been in any of these leaks or breaches, there will be a little write-up explaining what the consequences are and what steps you need to take. It's going to be different from case to case.
And our state of online safety in South Africa, how would you rate that?
So there's a new report out by Orange Cyber Defense. Now, people might associate Orange Cyber Defense with an international company, and that is the case. But they've bought out a local company called SensePost. So there's a bunch of South Africans there, and they put out a report recently looking at the whole of Africa and how South Africa fares relative to its peers on the continent. Now, we do face far more attacks, cyber incidents targeting organizations in South Africa, and that means more breaches and leaks. So ransomware attacks that lead to data exfiltration, which leads to some kind of data leak. And so in South Africa, we are less safe than on the rest of the continent, but it's not so completely out of whack with the rest of the world. So while there's a lot of work that needs to be done in South Africa, and obviously there are a lot of breaches and leaks going on, a lot of ransomware attacks happening, it feels like at least one every week now, that's not too out of step with what we're seeing all around the world. And so relatively speaking, things are on par, but there's still a lot of data leaks and breaches happening. As I said, it feels like every week. And so it's still extremely important to maintain good security hygiene. That means having strong passwords, using password managers, having unique passwords across services. So if one password is compromised, they don't have your password for everything. Those basics should still definitely be in place. And that way, when your email address is part of some kind of leak or breach, the attackers don't gain access to everything in one fell swoop.
So your comment around, we're better off than other people, it reminds me of a saying that says, the problems of many are condolences to fools, which kind of says, oh, just because I'm in the boat with everybody else doesn't mean I'm not sinking.
Right. So I wouldn't characterize it as a sinking boat, but the boat is taking on water.
Okay.
and there are very talented, very skilled people currently bailing out water faster than it's coming in.
But it feels like there are others who are trying to drill more and more holes in the boat.
Yes.
But
it is a leaky boat.
It's a leaky boat.
That's a good metaphor.
And you mentioned the good security hygiene. And part of that is obviously changing your passwords. And as you said, not keeping the same password with different things. So
yes, I highly recommend subscribing to Have I Been Pwned's notification service.
Correct.
So if your email address is ever part of a breach or leak that they then, in this case, an info stealer campaign, and they get a cache of that data that they can then send out notifications with, then you will receive a notification. So that's another good way to stay informed about when news like this comes out and whether you need to take steps to change your password.
Great. One last quick question. If we have so many different passwords, what's the best way of keeping your passwords for yourself so that at least you know what they are and you don't forget them?
Yeah, so I always recommend a password manager. And a good one, if people are looking for one, is Bitwarden. But there's hordes of them. Bitwarden is a good one, but there's 1Password, LastPass, KeePass. There's really lots of passwords. You could even use the built-in one that comes with Chrome or your operating system. Windows, I think, has one, as does Mac OS. So a password manager is a good one. And alternatively, there's good old-fashioned writing it down in a book. But the problem with writing it down is the book can get lost or destroyed. So a password manager just gives you like a little bit more peace of mind.
Are you not worried about the password manager being hacked?
So a good password manager, and there have been password managers that have been hacked. LastPass has been hacked, but even in that case, all the passwords inside LastPass are encrypted, and so you have a lot of time to change them.
Right.
And so, for a hacker to actually break the encryption on the passwords in your LastPass or another password manager would take a huge amount of time, and they would have to crunch it on every single password. So if it's well designed. And so, yes, it's frustrating if a password manager gets breached. But that's the price of convenience. And at least you will have ample opportunity to change your passwords. And some of these password managers even have the tools built in that help you change your password quickly.
Excellent.
So you don't have to like sign into everything one at a time.
Excellent. I'm getting the sign that it's almost 9 o'clock and we've got to end it there. Jan, thank you for those great tips and for improving everyone and especially my hygiene this morning. So that's Jan Vermeulen, editor at mybroadband.co.za.